Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 156.
We'll be right back.
was Future Villain Band with their song Out of Here. Yeah, so check them out at myspace.com/futurevillainband. Welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is your host, The Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. Okay, so it's been an interesting weekend for me. You know, I just stayed home and... stayed home. And it's really weird for me just to stay home. I usually go out with friends and stuff. And I just stayed home and just catched up on my Torchwood and Doctor Who shows. Plus, I've been addicted to Galaga. Yeah, I just downloaded it on my Nintendo Wii. It's really addictive. So, you know, it's the newer version, and it's got these weird levels. Check it out on the Wii Store if you guys have a Nintendo Wii. Okay. So speaking of games, yeah, you know what am I going to talk about, right? Just a reminder, if you guys want to join the raffle for the Xbox 360 Halo 3 game, yes, it's the, you know, it's a new disc thing. It's a game. I haven't opened it yet. Oh, whoever wins will open it. Send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line, Halo 3, and send in your entries so one of you guys will win it, okay? So who do we have in the show? We have Glenn from Future Villain Band, and you just heard their music at the top of the program. And you can also catch him on Bear411. His username there is BadBearLA. Yeah. So, okay, let's go on with our Wolf What a Bear feature, Glenn.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Wolf What a Bear.
Okay, everyone, thank you for joining us in Bear Podcast. And joining me in the show is Glenn from Future Villain Band. Hello, Glenn. How are you?
Howdy, howdy. I'm very excellent. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's good to have you in the show at last. I mean, we've been talking about this.
This is going to be fun, if not funny. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. It should. Yeah, it should be
not
both.
Funny. Ha ha.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe in the second half, we'll see. Okay, so yeah, let's get into business. Your music. You've been playing for some time now. I saw you at Bearpalooza playing music with Freddie Freeman and Tommy Johns. You've been jamming with them and stuff. And yeah, so tell me about Future Villain Band. When did you guys start?
Well, practically like every other, you know, bear relationship out there, we met on Bear 411.
Oh, okay.
So I was on, you know, Bear 411, had, you know, a couple old pictures playing with previous bands of me on stage, and, you know, local guitar player, you know, called me up and said, hey, you know, a couple guys are jamming and we need a bass player. You want to swing by?
Mm-hmm.
So I met him, and that's how I got hooked up with Patrick, who is, you know, my my drummer and my awesomest friend in the world.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know, and so I met the guys, and it was cool. They were just playing cover songs. I guess they'd been jamming for about a year already, and, you know, just played a bunch of cover songs, stuff, you know, I knew in common with them. Some, you know, Social D, a lot of Devo.
Oh, Social D! I've seen them many times. Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
You know, all the guys were like 10 years older than me, which works out great, and we just had similar taste of music, and so we just started jamming, and it was fun, but, you know, basically said, you know, wanted to try to get into stuff, you know, more original, mm-hmm. and then as we, you know, started coming with, you know, original songs, just, you know, some guys just didn't work out over time, and it essentially came down to me and Patrick, you know, trying to find, you know, other guys to, you know, fill out the band, find a singer, find a guitar player, and, you know, we'd have guys by. And it just wasn't working out.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where we were just getting so frustrated that I kind of said, dude, I'll take care of everything myself just so long as we can perform. I mean, look at White Stripes. You got a, got a guitar player, you got a drummer, and that's it. And so, I mean, I said, you know, for recording, we'll, you know, I'll do everything myself, and, you know, we'll, you know, take it from there. And that way we got a lot of, you know, a lot more progress made out of it. Because before, when you're sitting around waiting for people, you know, waiting to find the right people to, you know, to join up with you, and you don't find them, it really sucked out the energy, and just months and months would go by, and, you know, you try people out, and then you're sticking with them for a lot longer than you ought to, mm-hmm. because you don't feel you have any other options. It just kind of burns everyone out in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about a year ago, you know, I told them, you know what, it's, you know, just let's go forward, just the, you know, the two of us. Take it from there. You know, we got, you know, tons of musical friends that could help us out. So, you know, for as recording goes, we'll do everything ourselves. For as playing live, we'll grab friends.
Grab friends, okay. Yeah.
And so, it's cool, and it's and you know, Bearapalooza was kind of the, you know, it was actually our first show ever, and it was kind of the experiment to see, you know, can we have this kind of tag team wrestling format, you know, where we, you know, tag a friend in, they come up and play a couple songs for us, and then they go back into the audience and they enjoy the show too, and and we bring people up, and you know, it keeps it fun, it keeps it interesting, you know, everyone, you know, adds their own unique flavor to how it's going to come out live. And I mean, absolutely no two shows that would be the same way. So,
who thought of the name?
A lot of people excited for it. What's that?
Who thought of the name? I mean, where did you get the name Future Villain Band? Sounds like a comic book character or something like that.
Very, very, very close. If you remember, about 30 years ago, I think it was Robert Stigwood. I think, and if I'm wrong, you can edit that out. if you remember, there's a film, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, featuring you know, the Bee Gees and Peter Frampton, you know, a lot of, you know, top talent from the time. Movie was pretty bad, except for, you know, two features. One feature was, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, which was, you know, excellent in the film. But the other main part of it was that, and the best part of the film was, the main secret bad guy throughout the whole movie that you always hear about is called FVB. You only see the initials. You don't know what it's referring to. You just know that FVB is the main bad guy, and that, you know, in turn they're trying to corrupt the youth of the nation and brainwash everybody and promote capitalism and love of money and kill joy and hate. And so it's finally revealed at the end when Peter Frampton's girlfriend's kidnapped that they go to confront the FVB in their lair, as it was, and it's Aerosmith, and they're called Future Villain Band, and they're brainwashing all these kids to do their, you know, do their dirty work, and they play Come Together by the Beatles. It's absolutely the highlight of the whole movie, and just always thought, and I've seen that movie a billion times since I was 5 years old, thought to myself, that's just always been the coolest name for a band, Future Villain Band. And it was kind of, and I thought it was going to be a hard sell to get Patrick to go for it. And, I showed him the clip, and he's the biggest Aerosmith fan in the world.
That's right.
I love Aerosmith too, but I mean, he can play any song from the early days on drums in a heartbeat. He just knows them all. He just loves it. And I'm a huge Beatles fan. I love Aerosmith too. And it just, just kind of worked out that way. It's got, little edge to it. So it's just kind of fun like that.
Yeah. So one of your songs actually is, you forwarded me some of your clips. Yeah, we'll probably play it in the show. Out of Here, what's it about?
Whoo, baby.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty much me venting my frustration with trying to, find acceptance within the gay community. And finding, personal power, within yourself and staying strong even when you don't find it. I know growing up, I was always a fat kid, so I never, participated in sports much, and I looked real geeky and real dorkish, and, I was kind of, just wasn't in the popular circles at all. And then, I knew I was gay, and then when I finally, started getting involved in just the gay community, I thought, this is what it's gonna, this is where I'm gonna, finally fit in and finally, find, people like myself that I can, relate with, and just kind of finding maybe it's not always the case. So the song itself, I, kind of went out on a limb. At first, when I went to writing the lyrics, I kept it kind of generalized, and I kind of realized it was a cop out. I'd been in so many bands before, and I know it's, expressing myself through, through the music and through the lyrics is, the best way I can. I almost feel a lot of times that, I hesitate to speak my mind a lot of times, and the music is actually the way I accomplish that best. And, I kind of said, well, I can, I can speak out about specifically, issues I find, or I can kind of generalize them. There's three verses in it, and the first one, I name check, Advocate Magazine.
Advocate Magazine.
I was getting it, I was subscribing to it, And I looked through it, and, you know, I don't see any guys that look like me. You know, I didn't see any, you know, heavier guys. I didn't see any hairy guys. You know, I'd see a couple, you know, ads in the back of the magazine for bearish-looking realtors. You know,
yes.
out in some other state.
Yeah, we have a lot of that.
Yeah, oh, there's some bears. But I mean, I go through it, and then there's just no bears. And, I mean, I was very fortunate when I was a freshman in college. I mean, I found out about Bear Magazine then, you know, when I was 18. So it was a big part of my coming out life is just kind of being ingrained with, you know, just the bear community. And practically everything I do is, you know, is bear related as far as, stuff I do that's, you know, considered gay. I mean, everything I do in life is gay, but I mean, just being the bear part was such a huge part of it.
Yep.
And I go through this magazine and I'm like, you know, this is the main magazine supposed to represent the whole community, and, you know, we're always, you know, talking about, you know, being accepting of everybody and everything, but, you know, I'm just not finding, you know, guys like me in there. And just how, you know, and just how much it's almost, you know, being ingrained in gay community too, and gay culture and so.
Yeah. Have you always been out? I mean, out before, even when you were a kid or something like that, or even in your music pretty much expresses
it. Yeah, it's definitely coming through in the music now. Growing up, I grew up in North Jersey, and, you know, we didn't know, and I mean, just, you know, being gay on a whole is just so looked down upon and so ridiculed that I never thought I'd come out. And I really just had to get out of that environment. And then my freshman year at university, you know, I found supportive friends. You know, that's, you know, my senior year of high school, I thought I'd never come out. 8 months into my freshman year of college, I told all my new friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really just finding that, just finding the support base that really helped me with that. Mm-hmm. And then just got, you know, fully ingrained with it. In fact, I was probably one of the most out, you know, people on campus too. And then me being, you know, a bigger guy and hairy guy or masculine guy,
not the typical.
I went out of my way to point out that not everybody is the stereotypes that you think. You know, we come in all shapes and sizes, and, you know, this, you know, it's, you know, much bigger than you think.
So. That is true. So about your, music, what are pretty much your influences?
Me, myself, I grew up with, you know, a brother and sister who are 18 and 15 years older than me.
Oh.
When I was 3 years old and hanging out with them, you know, they had their cars with their 8-track decks in them. And then, you know, they'd play, you know, everything that was cool for that time. And that was, you know, Cheap Trick and The Knack and Devo and Jay Giles Band and Kiss and Ramones. Runaways, so The Cars, Meatloaf, you know, all that stuff right then. So, I mean, that got into my head when I was, you know, 3 and 4 years old and just absolutely loved it. And then, you know, when they kind of fell out of that fad and started, you know, growing up and not following music, I still followed those bands. And then all the bands that came in after it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember at the Bear Jam in Nashville, we were just chatting our way about Ramones and stuff.
Oh, God, yeah. I love Ramones to death. My absolute my heart. You know, it's, I moved to LA 8 years ago. It's funny. It's, you know, I finished my grad school degree. And then never went into the field, and then moved to Hollywood to sell guitars on Sunset Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, got to meet Didi Ramone.
Wow.
Several times before he died too, and that was it was very special for me. And he was just the absolute coolest guy. He was so fragile. He just wanted to go up to him and just, like, you know, hug him and protect him, not only from the world that was hurting him, but from him hurting himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big part of it. Actually, on the you know, for the CD, hoping to record soon. I actually have a slow waltz song that's all about the Ramones, just how much I love them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So how about how can people get your music? I mean, you can hear the music and stuff. You're in MySpace.
Okay. Well, for right now, it's, you know, we've got, you know, the full demos for all 13 songs. And I kind of rotate them up on MySpace as often as I can, or if there's anyone in particular that people want to hear. I know for Bearpalooza, we played 6 songs. I threw the first 5 in order up on the site just to familiarize themselves with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, we can bust out, you know, all the drums of Patrick in a weekend. You know, both of us have Pro Tools systems, you know, at our houses, so we can do the majority of this stuff at home. But just the key is trying to get the drums recorded well and first. So we're kind of shopping around right now for local studios.
Yeah,
you know, it's L.A. There's you can't throw a stone without hitting a home studio somewhere or an affordable
or a garage.
Home,
yeah. So you're in L.A. right now, and Patrick lives there too. And do you have any plans in playing live? I was talking to Tommy. He said that you guys might hook up or something.
Yeah, I actually listened to his podcast right before this.
Mm-hmm.
Ton of fun too. working on it. I know, you know, I was real selective about playing that first show for Bearapalooza because, you know, I've been in L.A. for 8 years now, and I've been in a ton of bands, and nothing's more discouraging when, you know, put forth all the effort to, you know, to play live shows and get a big crowd as possible, and no one shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a lot of work and effort just for for no one to attend. So I definitely want to make sure we have the right audience for this first show. And I mean, Bearapalooza couldn't have been a less perfect place. It was just the coolest guys, the coolest show, and me and Patrick were just in love with everybody there. We just had the most fun possible. So that was a blast. But as far as setting up stuff now, I mean, it's really encouraged us. I mean, first to find out if we can, you know, bring people up on stage just to play a song or two. That worked out great. And then, you know, coming around here, we definitely want to find something, equally as rewarding as Bearapalooza was. You know, that was a ton of work putting into it, you know, both on our ends as, you know, musicians and coordinating. And then, you know, for all the work that, Freddie did in setting it up and all the work that Matthew did in stage managing, it's a lot of work all around.
Yeah.
But I mean, I come back and I can't wait to do it. So, you know, definitely I was speaking with, Tommy, since we know his songs and he knows our songs, about getting kind of something set up. And then, for half our set too, we had my friend, Stuart from, Kentucky. He's actually Scottish. Coolest guy in the world. That was the first time I got to meet him for the weekend after speaking to him online. And
oh, he was the one playing with you guys. Ah,
he's so amazing. He's just the coolest guy to talk to. And, you know, and coming back from Bearapalooza, I miss him so much. And I'm talking to him just, you know, all the time. And that, you know, it's, you know, we'd have him, you know, in the band in a heartbeat if he wasn't out in Kentucky. So we're trying to figure out ways just to, you know.
Somebody has to move.
Yeah. Well, plus, too, you know, if we get to travel out and, you know, get to go to, you know, Bear events and get to go to Pride events,
yeah,
you know, it's all for it for him to, you know, try to meet us up in a place and go for it, too. You know, our songs are easy and fun, so it's, you know.
Yeah, I like punk. I mean, I grew up with punk. It's awesome. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, trying to get something set up, too. You know, I'm trying to get Stuart out here the week between, you know, Christmas and New Year's, and then, you know, hopefully get, you know, Tommy down and, you know, other artists too. Not sure if the local main gay venue for music is going to, you know, be able to, you know, have it or host it, but, you know, looking at other options too. Try not to, you know, get too much into it with plans and have stuff work out differently, so.
Yeah. Just get it out there. I mean, keep playing and keep doing it, and eventually, yeah, people will be recognizing you, even the venues.
Yeah, it's the blast, and it's a blast for us to play too. And I've got so many friends in local bands, and now friends, you know, just across the country, just all these great musicians, just that we got to meet at Bearapalooza, and then even on the Sunday when they had the acoustic jam too, just all these talented guys. I'm like, dude, I can't believe I'm sharing a stage with these guys that sing so well, and I sing like absolute, you know, I sound like a ton of bricks falling off a wall. So it's great just to meet these guys, and, you know, and like Freddie said too, it's this big, you know, bear musician family, and they're bringing in new people all the time, and everyone's getting to learn each other's material. That was the funnest part, you know, on the Sunday acoustic jam, they'd play each other's music, and they knew all each other's songs. It was just amazing.
Yeah,
can't wait to be a part of that as much as possible, and kind of get some, you know, some gigs out here, certainly, and definitely invite guys to come out here, you know.
The L.A. area.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, let's let the direct our audience to your website. How can they catch you?
You bet. It's myspace.com/futurevillainband.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, got the demos up there. Got five at a time just to check out and listen to. Once we get the recordings, you know, fully done, ready to go, I'm going to be trying to find a place to host them online to download for free. You know, when we get the CD, you know, physically made too, you know, it's going to be for free. You know, we're strictly, you know, non-profit band.
All the money
we get for live shows, you know, goes towards, you know, animal humane services. And we do it for the local city too. So, you know, all the, you know, the money we got for Nashville actually goes towards Nashville, you know, animal services. And then also, too, in trying to, you know, book a gig around here, I'm looking for, you know, a local animal charity that we can get, you know, partnered up with and make sure all the money goes towards that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all the music's, you know, free for downloading once it's officially recorded. And then, you know, shows, too, is 100% going towards, you know, going towards charity.
Yeah. And I hope you'll be on the show again just to promote that next time.
Oh. Yeah. Totally, it'd be a blast.
Awesome.
You know, just for as amateurish as you know as we are, I mean, you know, I definitely appreciate you know, you're giving us all this, you know, all this time and attention. I thoroughly appreciate it. I mean, there's so many guys that we met, you know, in Nashville that you know they're out there, they're playing shows, they've got their CDs out, you know, that they're you know just, they're so experienced in us, really just you know starting up at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm really glad that you're giving us this attention. There's guys out there with much more experience and much more music to promote than we got right now. But you know, it's I mean, all I do all day long is music.
So. Well, it's my pleasure. It's always good to have people on board. Anyway, okay, so everybody out there, if you guys want to check out Glenn and Patrick's music, go to myspace.com/futurevillainband. Okay, so we'll be right back after these messages.
Time for some Bear Events, guys. Hibernation in St. Louis, Missouri on November 8th to 11th. The unofficial meet and greet party begins on Thursday. Friday evening, we offer a free dinner and drinks while guests mingle. Later that night, we begin our bar crawl. We finish off Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings with very frisky after-hours party, complete with food, drinks, and plenty of men. Donuts, coffee and juice are provided on Saturday and Sunday mornings. How about some omelets? That'd be nice. We'll have an optional dinner Saturday evening, just before the charity auction, and an optional breakfast on Sunday morning. Join us Sunday evening for fur ball, followed by the final after-hours party. Okay, so, JJ's Clubhouse and Bar will be sponsoring the third annual Blue Ribbon Bear Contest Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. Now, registered guests receive bus service. Oh, they have a bus service. That's good. To schedule events, after hours parties with free food, drinks, and more. Always the food. When there's bears, there should be food. Okay, so visit the website, showmebears.org. Alright, I have some more info here from Paw. I got a message from him through from them through MySpace. Okay, so they have here Masquerade Ball on Saturday, October 20th. It's every third Saturday of the month. So $5 cover. It's the best dance, top 40, pop, hip-hop, 80s, and videos with DJ Yellow. DJ Yellow? Yellow. Some code that we know. Okay, so for more info, go to myspace.com/clubpaw. All right, so that's it for now. Now let's go back to the show.
So now we're going to continue, just to chat with Glenn here.
Well, yeah, if I say good. Anything important in this part and you want to edit this into the other part, please do so.
Because,
I mean, you never know when wisdom hits.
Well, it's going on right now. I mean, people can hear it right now, which if ever we missed anything. Wow. So, wow, that was
and
good.
And I did it without much profanity either.
That's right. Now we can
Oh my God.
Do anything we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, worst porn title ever.
Oh, okay, okay. Let's go. This is the one you want to talk about earlier.
What is the worst porn title you've ever heard?
I don't know. Shaving.
Okay, shaving worst porn title you've ever heard, and then the worst porn title you own.
Oh. Oh, okay.
There you go.
What if first the own part? I got some. I got some amateur videos. Like, oh God, I don't remember the titles. But the worst I've heard. Oh well, one of the funny ones I've heard. You know, the usual shaving. What is it?
Shaving Private Ryan.
Shaving Ryan's Private. You know, that kind of stuff. And Sex Trek, The Next Penetration. You know. Yeah. So, how about you? you seem to have an hack with of porn titles or
I know. Let's just go straight to talking about porn.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
I want to be taken seriously as an artist. So let's talk about porn.
Yeah. Okay. So talk about porn. I mean, what kind of porn do you like watching?
Oh my God! Don't ask that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No. Here's the thing. I'm completely open book. You ask anything. Porn I like watching. Okay. Basically, my theory on porn is porn should be things you are not willing to do for real, but that's why you buy them as porn, is so you can see other people doing them. So not necessarily stuff you would do, but you know you want to see people doing it because it's that much more exciting just to see, you know, people, you know, going to the extreme. You know, life's short, so why not go for the extreme? But
okay,
see,
I see what you're saying. It's like living porn vicariously through other porn stars, actors.
Much.
Okay, yeah. Does that include some, let's say, fisting or scat porn, or does that include that?
No, see, that's okay. Well, there's two kinds of porn. There's the porn of stuff that you wouldn't do, but you like to watch. Then there's the kind of porn you just don't want to watch.
Oh, okay, all right.
So maybe it gets just a little extreme like that. But,
oh, okay, fine.
I'm very tame in real life. You know. I'm what you call considered, you know, straight edge. I've never tried alcohol in my life. I've never tried smoking. I've never tried drugs. I'm quite tame. I kind of get all my jollies out through, you know, playing music as, you know, as fast and as loud as possible.
Oh yeah, I love that too. I mean, yeah, I understand. We were talking there, and you wouldn't drink at all. What is it that you like? What kind of drinks do you like drinking anyway? If you're not gonna drink bar drinks.
Oh, if I don't drink alcohol. Oh, dude, it's chocolate milk.
You drink chocolate milk? Okay.
Chocolate milk is the best. You know, it's you can't go for skim milk because it's too thin, and sometimes you get it too thick. Not good for your pipes if you're singing. 1% chocolate milk is good. 2% chocolate milk is good.
No sodas, no.
Sodas too. You don't get to be as big as I do if you don't drink.
Oh, okay.
You didn't drink soda growing up.
You know, okay.
And here's the worst part too is, you know, it's for over 2 years now I stopped eating meat, but it's hard to call myself vegetarian because I don't eat vegetables. If I've been eating vegetables for the past 2 years instead of carbs like I have been, I would have dropped the weight, you know, 10 times faster.
So what do you eat instead of beef? Do you do eat beef?
No meat, no fish.
No meat.
No, yeah. I gave that up, and pretty much I replaced it with carbs. Pizza, cheese, pasta, burrito.
Really? It's a carbo-loading diet instead of meat, instead of vegetables, it's carb diet.
Okay. Working on it. You know, after I probably tried more vegetables, more new vegetables to me in the past 2 years than I have my whole life combined. And I found quite a bit are enjoyable. You know, I'll eat broccoli and like it too. You know, at first I had to have it, you know, completely covered in, you know, different sauces or just, you know, anything to mask the taste. But now I come to appreciate it. You know, just trying tofu and stuff like that. And actually, all the substitute foods out there that you see in the grocery store, like the...
veggie burgers.
Veggie burgers, there's veggie corn dogs, there's veggie shredded barbecue pork, there's, you know, veggie barbecue riblets.
Bacon? There's also bacon like that.
Bacon is quite good. The sausages are good. There's vegetable, or actually there's, you know, fake meat lasagna that you can get. And I'll tell you what, the taste on all this is so close to the real thing that I would have been eating this stuff years ago had I only tried it then. And it's such a much better health benefit for you, too. I mean, it's got so much less fat, so much less calories.
Just don't fry it, though.
What's that?
Just don't fry it in the oil.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, I've been working with, tofu, too, which has been a blast. So, I mean, you know, so you see a big guy like me and, you know, I go out to restaurants with friends and I'm getting all these vegetarian, vegan, you know, dishes and people are wondering, like, you know, you're the fattest vegetarian I've ever seen in my life. I know.
you compensate somewhere else. Yeah, that's right. Hey, I want to ask you, it's been a couple of weeks now. How's your knee?
Oh, my God. There we go. Yeah, you're looking for interesting stories.
All right. yeah, you can tell the audience.
this is the new one I get to talk about. Well, right now I'm doing okay. I had my second session of physical therapy today. I don't know what it was, but it was about 2 weeks before the Bearpalooza show. Me and Patrick went to see the Warped Tour, and things wild. And it's just all these, you know, punk bands. You know, they had Bad Religion, which is Patrick's favorite band.
Religion.
Patrick got me into them, and they are a trip, and their concerts are just phenomenal.
And Greg Graffin is awesome.
That's what Patrick so much for what he's getting me into is Bad Religion, Social Distortion concerts. They're just the wildest times.
Yeah,
so seeing that and just all these mosh pits that happen everywhere, and you know, and I'm tame. I don't get into him. Patrick, you know, he takes his shirt off, throws his shirt at me. He runs into the pit and he's going around with all these sweaty guys and he's pushing them around and they're pushing him around and he's loving it. So it's a blast, and you know, all these guys don't know that he's like pushing them on purpose because he thinks they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
so we're seeing the show, and you know, all these pits open up, and I stay on the fringe of it, you know, just on the outside of the circle. And you know, I don't know what it was, but maybe it's just all these hours worth of, you know, being on my feet or just having all these, you know, kids crash into me on the side of the pit. Just the next day, my knee swelled up. I couldn't, you know, take stairs. I was walking with a limp. It got really bad, and this was only a week and a half before Bearpalooza, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I just spent the past 6 months planning for this show, you know, learning all these songs. You know, I absolutely got to make sure that nothing can keep me from getting to Nashville. I got to get to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
All the time I spent, you know, learning the songs and making preparations for, you know, what we wanted to do live on stage. I wrote a huge blog about it on the webpage. I'm not a big blogger, but you know, I spent a lot of time just doing that. So if people want to read that, it's good for shits and giggles. But you know, and dude, okay, here's I'll admit to anything. I practiced throwing guitar picks.
Okay, I saw you do that. I mean,
I know.
Glenn, so, why are you throwing?
Okay,
I was
so
filming you.
Okay, I'm going to go on a tangent. Let me. Okay.
Okay.
As,
go
as far as I get into this tangent, make sure I come back to, you know,
to the picks.
To my knee problem.
Okay.
Here's the thing here's my whole philosophy about playing live is that, you know, when I see a live show, I want it to be just as exciting and interactive as possible. Living in LA now for 8 years has really spoiled me. That I go to see all these live shows and I get right up front. I'm within just a couple feet of the artist. You know, there's a place here called the Canyon Club. It's just the most absolutely best place to ever see a show. I saw the B-52s and Devo and Cheap Trick and the Knack and Blondie, whereas I was 5 feet away from the lead singer of all these bands. But you get that close to them at this place, so it really spoils you. And then I just get into this interaction where I'm almost hypnotized, and the music's all around you, and you're just all excited, and I'm singing along on top of my lungs. And that's the kind of show that I want to put on for people. That's the kind of, you know, energy I want to give to people, and then they get the energy, you know, they give it back to me. It's just back and forth. Everyone's just all interconnected and just mind meld, you know, so just really into it. And, you know, and I love all these bands that are so into their fans, and they just, you know, completely go wild. You know, I've seen Kiss on 3 continents. You know, I've got a circle of bear buddies that will do anything for Kiss. You know, we went to see him in Japan. We went to see him in Australia. You know, we drove out.
You went to Japan?
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
To see Kiss.
To see Kiss?
Well, I went to Australia to see Kiss. we went out to the desert over the summer to see Kiss. And it was a nightmare getting there. And Paul Stanley didn't even make the show. So we saw the show where it was just know, it was Gene, Eric, and Tommy. That was it. Probably one of the most five famous KISS shows now when we were there. Mm-hmm. So very exciting. And you know, and KISS is up there, and they're just always connected with the fans, and they're throwing picks and stuff. So, you know, just having experienced all these bands, I mean, that's what I'm trying to, you know, trying to get with. So,
is that where you're trying to do the pick thing too? I mean,
yeah, exactly. And that's how it comes back to it.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
And I like to say, you know, I mean, you know, for all the antics I'm doing on stage and trying to interact with the crowd.
I didn't get one. Damn.
I got a story for that too. But so I'm just trying to interact with the crowd as much as I can. And, you know, and everything I do on stage is, you know, has been done before. So, you know, I threw roses to the crowd. I threw out little maraca shakers. I threw out guitar picks. We threw out candy. You know, we have the signs up there to say slut.
Yeah, I think I got one of those candies, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to have Christmas lights on stage and put them on at different times. I wanted to have sparklers on the end of the guitar. So, I mean, I tried to do as much as I can, but all of, you know, for as much as I was, you know, planning for all the months in advance, you know, all of it kind of got derailed last second by my knee problem.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And it hurt like hell, and I don't know, you know, what it was that had happened. So, you know, the Bearapalooza was on a Friday. That Sunday morning at 1 in the morning, I was at the emergency room at UCLA from knee pain. You know, and they're giving an x-ray, and then I got an MRI 2 days later. You know, and I'm hobbling around with the brace. So I get the MRI done on the Tuesday, and turns out I just had, you know, a bunch of small tears just in my patella tendons all around there, and I got, you know, tendonitis going throughout my knee as well. And, you know, they want to get me hooked up with an orthopedic surgeon, and I'm like, I got to go to Nashville?
I got to go to Nashville? You know, I have a gig. I can't stay here.
And then
out of here. I got to get out of here. Oh, there you go.
It all comes back. So here's the thing, too. I mean, it's, you know, I'm, you know, never tried drugs in my life, and I hardly ever get headaches. So I'm taking Tylenol maybe two or three times a year. So I never take any drugs. One time I took a Tylenol PM, just a single caplet, and it knocked me on my ass. So they prescribed me Vicodin, which I've heard a lot of people have problems with. And I was afraid to take them until I started to take them. And they didn't work. So I'm taking the Tylenols left and right. When I'm not taking the Vicodin, I'm taking the Motrins left and right. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole time leading up to the week to Bearapalooza, and the whole weekend I was there, and just nothing was working well enough. So, as much as I wanted to, you know, have Christmas lights or have sparklers or
run around on
stage like a loon, I couldn't do anything. And I had the knee brace on, I just could not move.
Yeah.
Just to finish up the knee story, you know, luckily I got back to the orthopedic surgeon. You know, he checked my MRI and said I wouldn't need surgery, that just go through the physical therapy. And I've been doing that now a couple times, and I got, you know, a ton more sessions scheduled. But, you know, it's a huge relief, huge relief that I didn't have to go in for surgery. And it all comes back to, you know, to being a big guy. You know, I've had knee problems before, and
Did wearing a kilt help during Bear Jam? You were wearing a kilt. Because you don't have to, you know, you don't have to go in or out of pants. Just wear a kilt.
It would have made it a lot easier. I should have worn the kilt a lot more.
Yeah, even during the gig. Oh my God, should have done that.
I've done it. I've done it in previous bands in LA, and it's very shocking in straight crowds, but. I wore it on the bar night, but I just wore my regular, you know, street clothes for the show itself. You know, Stuart asked me, you know, in his very cute, Scottish accent, what he should wear for the show, and I'm like, dude, whatever you want. It's, you know, we're not,
we're not lipstick man.
You be honest. You know, that's the thing. And I'm up there and just wearing, you know, what was comfortable for me.
That's right.
So. And then, I'm sorry, I just got a ton of freaking bullshit stories. My next bullshit story, so all the guitar picks I got, here's the thing, is that they were supposed to, I got them a week before the show, and they were incorrect. They didn't have the correct band logo on them. They lost my artwork, and instead of asking me for it, they just took the initials from the font on the opposite side, because one side is the FVB logo, that... that was on one side, and the other side was, was it spelled out? You know, Future Villain Band was spelled out. They just took the initials from the spelled out side and just put the initials on the other side, so they're actually incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
But the company more than made up for it. In fact, it gave out a bunch there at the show and all weekend long, just whoever wanted picks. And then, since then, they've actually gave me double the amount with the correct logo on it.
Oh, that's
too,
but so. Nice of them. Yeah.
Super awesome. So now,
that's
I've got
why
about,
you've been throwing it away left and right.
I know. I look like a dork doing it, but it's all for fun.
I never got to do that.
But I got 2,200 picks and no gigs booked. So I got to get cracking.
Oh, okay. Hopefully. Yeah. You just need to.
Whoever physical CDs we print up. Maybe I'll just include a couple picks with each one too. That way you get
There you go. Everyone gets one. I want one of those CDs. Okay.
I want one of those CDs.
Oh, okay.
I just gotta make it first.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's the thing. We can crank it out easily. Me and Patrick got together on Sunday, went through the whole thing. Everything felt comfortable on it. Played a couple cover songs just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So really just staying tight on it, but just gotta find the right producer in the right studio. That can record the drums as well as we want, and then as soon as it's done, I want to have just anyone that wants it. I want them to have it. I absolutely don't want to make any money. They're going to be 100% not for sale. It's going to be free. If I put it online, I want to find a place where I can put all 13 songs online collected. That way, people get the full thing all together.
Yeah.
Awesome. Just keep it 100% free.
Yeah. How about you mentioned earlier about. Chat sites and stuff. Do you still chat online? You've got a busy life right now, music and stuff. Do you still go online and chat with bears?
Every day, I'm freaking addicted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I'm very fortunate in how my life is. I've got a full time job. Working in the corporate side of music retail, so I'm in the music environment all day, which is dream job right there. I've got all my coworkers are all into music. A bunch of them are in their own bands. Loving that. I get to listen to music on my headphones all day. As I'm doing my work, so that's a huge benefit right there. And what's nice about it is that I'm on the computer all day. All gearing up for music, and I'm there, and I'm just thinking about what I'm going to do when I get home. And I can't wait to get home. I get home every night, and then grab a guitar, grab a bass, start working on scales, start working on songs, and then I keep a little I keep a little digital recorder nearby. So if I ever get any ideas for a song hook, I can start recording it within about 10 seconds while it's still fresh in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then even at work all day, I keep a pad handy. So if I get any idea for for a song or for a lyric, I'm just constantly writing it down. So.
Is that a Tascam you're using?
No, much smaller. It's called a Micro BR,
mm-hmm.
Which is a Boss product, and it's really about the size of a
guitar,
tiny bit bigger than an iPod, and the thing weighs like a third of a pound. It's a tiny little 4-track recorder that's got rhythm tracks in it. It also works as an MP3 trainer. So I took it with me to Nashville. And then, I sound like a freaking dork saying this. And then while everyone's, meeting bears and having a fun time being social, I'm up in the hotel room, with the headphones on, practicing, Tommy songs and Freddie songs.
You kind of have to. You're pressed for time.
Yeah.
Performer. I think that performers during Bearpalooza, I think there's this pressure that you have to go through because... You have to play in a few days, and you only have this much time to rehearse. And of course, you have to eat and register or do whatever and meet some people.
You got to meet all these friends you talk to online. I went on Bear 411, and I checked out who's going to the event, and I said hi to all of them. I was so excited to go out there too, I listened to what Tommy was saying in his podcast and. Really the smaller type events are so great because you get so much more interaction with the majority, if not all the people there. You get to meet everybody, but you also get to interact with everybody and have a lot more time with all those people as well versus going to the bigger events where you miss out on a lot of people. So I just had a complete blast. yeah. you know, at the event. I know, you know, I got the song out of here that you were kind of pointing out lyric-wise. You know, the first verse, I kind of say, you know, it's, you know, Advocate Magazine kind of let me down, and second verse, you know, gay music that's not maybe 100% for me in particular to say. But, you know, when I ask people in advance, I'm like, you know, the first song we're going to play, I say that, you know, with bear events, you know, can be, you know, shallow and drunk meat markets, and, you know, maybe they're, you know, maybe not 100%, you know, fun for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of hard, you know, saying that, when in the meantime, I had just had a complete blast all weekend, and I made such excellent friends all weekend long.
That doesn't mean you're not going to sing that anymore, are you?
Well, I definitely stick by it, because it's, you know, I have been to events previously where...
It was an experience, a song written through an experience, and it's something that you have to express at that time, point in time. So I understand that, yeah.
And this event, too, I mean, it was, you know, as small as it was, which was actually, you know, a huge benefit, and everyone was just, you know, working so hard on making sure everyone was having a fun time, mm-hmm. and that was, you know, that was excellent as well. I mean, you know, Robert, you know, the Bear Club president, was just, you know, so dedicated, and just everyone having just the best weekend possible. You know, definitely my hat's off to him. And what really, really does the weekend for me is that the weekend is so music orientated, mm-hmm. that you got the big music show on a Friday night. You know, you got the cabaret show on Saturday.
Oh yeah,
the acoustic jam on Sunday.
Showgirls, showbears.
Mm-hmm. That was a blast. It's such a blast. But every aspect of the whole weekend was just all music. And I mean, it could not be a more perfect type of bear event for me, where it is it's just all music. You know, I've been to the events where, you know, it's bar, bathhouse, bar, bathhouse, bar, bathhouse all weekend, mm-hmm. and guys, you know, dig it, but, you know, for me, you know, I need something, you know, just a little different to, you know,
yeah. Do you,
you know, for my taste.
You have a lot of bear friends there in LA?
Not as much anymore. You know, I've had several have moved to Atlanta. And then several in the past year or two have moved up to Seattle as well.
Ah, okay.
So it's kind of, I mean, L.A. is a very transitional place.
And they're all hanging out with Tommy now.
95% of the people here aren't from here. So, and so many people I talk to from out of state have lived here previously. Mm-hmm. So that's always interesting. And I was talking to Matthew Temple, and he was telling me, you know, about where he lived around here. And, you know, he knows my neighborhood, although he's left here, you know, many years ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, definitely try it. And that was something that, you know, I learned in Nashville, because, you know, just seeing all these guys is that, you know, all of them are just such great friends.
It's like a family.
Definitely. And, mm-hmm. And I realize I've been missing out on that, mm-hmm. I've been kind of really isolating myself out here. I mean, I can't believe I'm in such a huge city, but, you know, I've not been really, you know, getting out as much. And these guys, they all go by each other's houses, and they all work on music. You know, Sunday night, we were by Michael West's house, and the guys are just jamming on the back porch, just on all the guitars and stuff, and just going through all these songs they know. And it was a total blast, and I was so glad to see that, because it really, you know, made me think, you know, maybe when I get back home, I should get out more. Yeah. So
I was telling Freddie about that, too, that next time I'm going to take Monday off. I want to stay behind that Sunday, because it seems that everybody's having so much fun.
I missed that.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. I got to say, though, I was probably the last person to leave for the whole weekend, because I left on Tuesday afternoon, mm-hmm. Which was September 11th. I was flying home on September 11th wearing an Anthrax t-shirt. So I don't recommend that to people.
No, not a good idea. Although I love the band. I love Anthrax.
I love Anthrax. It was not on purpose. I swear to God, it was not on purpose. Somehow, subconsciously, I said, I'm going to start some shit, and I'm going to wear an Anthrax shirt on September 11th through three airports.
All right.
But I did it with no problems anyways. But anyways, in the end, leaving that late, I got to see everybody else leave, and it was so sad. I mean, you meet all these guys, and you become such, you know, immediate friends, because, you know, they've got so much in common, and working with music-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, playing music together with people is very, you know, is very intimate. It's very emotional. And then you meet all these guys and become such great friends, and you know they gotta leave, and you gotta say goodbyes, and everyone's getting all blue and weepy.
Yes,
well, for
I
me,
saw
being
that.
The last person to leave, I had that with every single person as they were leaving. So,
oh.
But I wouldn't have it any other way, because you know I definitely wanted to, you know, say goodbye to everybody and just for having meet them, which was just it's such a blast. I mean, we had such an absolute blast there in, you know, in Nashville that. I mean, we're so excited. And coming back here to, you know, definitely, you know, with music and playing gigs and then, you know, keep in touch with these guys too. So, I mean, I'm talking to, you know, these guys more than ever, and not only just the performers, but all the, you know, the guys in the audience and the guys that came in from other states and in Nashville as well. I'm talking to them just every day. I've never, you know, had more messages on Pair 411 before in my life than I'm doing right now. And it's a blast. And it's, I mean, and I miss them so much, but it's actually it's quite nice knowing that you've got all these friends everywhere around the country, and that you can go and travel. And I mean, you're gonna see these friends out there somewhere.
And you know what you're gonna do when you do meet up, and you play music, and you got something in common. Play
jamming. So it's such a blast. So, So I got a song where in the end I kind of talk about, you know, how bear events aren't 100% fulfilling for everybody, but you know that definitely is not the case. You know,
not the case of this one, yeah.
So excellent.
You said you've been chatting Bear Pro. What's your profile?
That one's Bad Bear LA on Bear 411, and then for all the other places too, I use Rockstar Bear.
Yeah, Rockstar Bear.
Completely laugh at that. I want you to laugh at that, because you're supposed to laugh at that. You're supposed to see that, and you're absolutely not supposed to take that seriously. If anything, right now I kind of find it funny that anyone can just call themselves a rock star and act like it. Or you can buy a drink and say, party like a rock star. It's totally tongue-in-cheek. It's supposed to, and it's designed to give people a laugh or a chuckle. I mean,
yeah.
It's definitely not supposed to take it seriously. And that's, I mean, that's the thing too. I mean, I'm really big into, keeping music fun and an art and not really a commodity. And it's, and I had a, you know, most wonderful conversation with Freddie. The Friday night, we all went to P.F. Chang's on the Monday night, and you know, just really talked about, you know, just what the, you know, what the future in music is, you know, especially right now. You're in the, you know, the age of the, you know, of the free download. You're in the age of the 99-cent single, where everything is much more immediate like that. And
instant gratification for a lot of people. You can just download right there. He was a guest in episode 153.
Mm-hmm.
You should check him out.
I listened to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. I mean, it's always fun talking to Freddie. Oh my God.
And he's a blast. But just getting to talk about just the perspectives too, because I mean, he's already, you know, got the experience of making the CD and getting the CD out there and playing a lot of shows. You know, I definitely wanted to pick his brain on that, because we were just starting up. As we were working it, and you know, just to, you know, to hear that and what his plans are. You know, but for us, I mean, we, you know, it's, you know, me and Patrick have full-time jobs, and, you know, music for us is just such a huge outlet that we definitely want to keep it fun and not have it be, you know, something that we're dependent on or something that, you know, we don't want to, you know, have to sell. We don't want to make it work. We want to, you know, keep it fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, giving the music away for free is definitely just going to, you know, keep it fun like that.
This coming week? No, next week, I think. I don't know if... I think it's this week. It's Bearpalooza in Sawmill.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Sawmill in Dade City. And I guess some people are going to that. People are going... Who are going for that concert, for that run in Dade City. They're going to be like Shannon Grady, Kendall, and... Elijah Black. I think they're also going to be in the run that's going to be going around the U.S. It's called the Bears on the Run.
Oh yeah, definitely. They're my top friends.
Yeah, there are six of them, six bears, going to go through here in Texas and go to Atlanta, all the way to Ohio. So yeah, actually, I'm gonna when I filmed the Bearpalooza, I might do that also when Bears on the Run are here in Houston. So. I might film that too, so we'll see what happens with that.
You know, and I definitely want to hear you know, a lot more from those guys. You know, got to meet Freddie and Matthew for the first time, who were part of that.
Yeah, Matthew. I'm going to see Matthew. Yeah, he's going to be here. Yeah.
Oh my God, do you have the CD?
Oh yeah.
It's amazing. He just his voice sounds just, it's so amazing. I love his songwriting.
I know.
And, you know, some songs he sounds like Johnny Cash, and some songs he sounds like, you know, gospel Elvis.
Yeah, he's such a poet.
Just amazing.
It's awesome.
And then at the Sunday show, he, you know, the you know, he dedicated his first person satanic song to me.
Yeah, I heard that. He really directed
such,
that to
I
you.
Know, I such saw. A blast. And I just had the biggest smile for that too. So
yeah.
This actually weekend I'm going to Lucky Bear in
Vegas.
So a local friend Michael puts that on, and then a friend of ours from Seattle is coming down to go to Disneyland with me for a day, and then we're going to head out to Vegas too. So it'll be
awesome.
Be a different blast. And this one, this event too, I think is much less structured.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, just everyone goes. They got a whole hotel just for bears, and I mean, everyone just does the weekend in Vegas, however they want to. So
yeah, I'd like to go to Vegas again. I want to go to the Hilton and check out the Star Trek Borg Invasion there.
Oh, it's wonderful! I've been several times.
You've been to the Borg Invasion one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got to try that once. We went there. It was still the old one, and then a few months after, they had the Borg invasion. That was back in 2003, and I missed it. So, yeah, I should go back again and check it out. I'm sure it's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm not into Star Trek, and I'm not into the technical side of computers, but somehow I always end up dating bears who are. That's what I go for is guys who can do things I can't.
Oh.
And you know, technical skills on a computer I just find to be
the
incredibly
bears.
Sexy.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, let me see. We're actually running out of time. We're exceeding an hour, I think, by now. But yeah, so any people you want to greet? Want to shout out to anyone?
Oh my God! Well, you know, right off the bat, of course, you know, just my best friends, you know, Patrick and Stuart. Who you know, definitely want to get playing live shows with, you know, everybody, you know, from Nashville, all the guys we played with, you know, Freddie and Jay, Josh, Andy and Tommy, the guys from Naked, Big Nug, Max, Matthew, Charlie, and then, you know, just even local friends we made too in Nashville, like Aaron, Ryan, guys out there. I just, you know, everyone just online I talk to, you know, I've got all these bears just online from, you know, Seattle area and Atlanta and Texas and Canada. It's amazing. I'm so thankful for the internet, you know, in MySpace too, but just the internet in general, because, you know, my big thing for making friends is finding people just into similar tastes in music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really hard trying to find, you know, bears into rock music, and you get online and you find all these guys all across the nation, and then when you finally meet up in person, I mean, you're just instant buddies.
Yeah.
So just from all that.
And you get to
and
jam.
You know,
yeah.
And local people around here, local band I just absolutely love called Dame Fortune. The guys are just the most terrific guys, super talented. The girls in an all-female Aerosmith tribute band called Ladysmith, phenomenal. Their guitar players, Robin and Jen, trade, you know, lead guitar back and forth, just the most absolute best, you know, show women, you know, just I've ever seen. And they're actually they're going to Tokyo right now with their band.
Okay.
And then, you know, just I mean, all the local bears around here, you know, just
people, you're
so glad to get back from Nashville and wanting to spend time with all my friends here. So yeah. It's definitely took that vibe back, you know, from all the guys in Nashville. They're just so friendly and so family oriented,
yeah.
In you know, in their circle of bear friends that come back here, and
well,
I can't
next,
wait to make plans with them.
Next year, I plan to go there again. I'd like to go back again, and like
oh,
I said,
it's,
yeah,
it's in a heartbeat. We had absolutely just the best time, just
yeah.
the absolute best time ever in Nashville,
yeah.
and we
yeah.
go back in a heartbeat for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, thank you very much, Glenn, for you know joining me in the show. It's awesome to have you in the show. And
oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you again for, you know, just for, you know, a little upstart, you know, upstart band project like we have going on, just for all this, you know, time and attention. I thoroughly appreciate it. Because, I mean, there's so many guys out there who are just, you know, so amazing to watch, and just all the guys I saw in Nashville, I was floored by all that talent, and I'm like, you know, I can't believe I'm up here with my amateur bullshit, and then you know, and here too, you know, talking about this stuff. So
yeah,
you know,
but okay. So yeah, welcome. It's awesome. It's a pleasure to have you in the show.
Glenn likes to rock out with his cock out. Just kidding, Glenn. Oh yeah, so yeah, it's really a great interview with Glenn. Yeah, thanks again, Glenn, and yeah, it was fun. Maybe we can do that again in the future. Okay, so we're gonna close the show now. But before that, shout out to Brian and Paul. Brian, happy birthday! Yeah, it's good to hear that Paul is recovering, and hang in there, guys, and things will be better soon. Okay, and my thoughts are with you guys. Okay, who else? Bob from Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Bob. Who else? Christopher, who is now in New Jersey. And hey, Chris, we didn't get to hang out much in Houston. Maybe, yeah, when Mike and I go to the East Coast, when we go to New York or something, we should meet up or something. Okay? Who else? Happy birthday to Forrest from Planet Bears. Yeah, and shout out to Nicola. Yeah, he works with Forrest. Okay, so yeah, we're closing the show, by the way, with a song from a future villain band called Pussy Fever. Okay, so yeah, Glenn said that on the next time he's on the show, he'll tell us what Pussy Fever is all about. Before I forget, I'll be in San Francisco this coming weekend on the 11th to 14th. Yeah, Mike and I are going to meet my folks. So Mike is going to meet my mom. Meet the parents. Okay, so we'll probably be at the Eagle or at the Lone Star on Saturday night, Friday night maybe. Yeah, so and if you guys are in the area, let me know. Just email me, okay? And yeah, we should hang out. Okay, so if you have any comments to the show, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also visit the website www.bearpodcast.com. You can also leave your voicemails, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, leave your voice comments and we will play it in the show. You can go to MySpace also, myspace.com/bearpodcast. You can friend me there. And please subscribe via iTunes, those who are not subscribed. Yeah, please subscribe. And you can also leave a comment. It's great to have comments there at the iTunes. Okay, so we will catch you guys next week. Many moves in, many hugs.
You lie to me, you step on me, you're bombing me. me and you're burning me. But don't you know that you hurt us?